most valuable player in the playoffs as he led his team, the captain of the Swift Current Broncos, to the Memorial Cup after knocking off the Everett Silvertips. He also happens to be a Flame prospect. Glenn Godden, kind enough to join us down the South Street Burger Guest Hotline today. Glenn, how are you, sir?
I'm doing real well, thank you.
Congratulations. What's the last couple of days been like for you?
They've been awesome. Tough to put into words, but a lot of excitement, definitely with this city. It's been a long time since they won, so just the buzz around here has been awesome and just trying to enjoy every day.
What does it mean to the people of Swift Current? What does it mean when you're out and about and people come up to you? Because it's one thing to live in a big city where you have all the sports, but Swift Current, that you guys are the lifeblood, right? What does it mean to people in that town?
I think it means everything. Like you said, there's not much else going on right now other than Bronco hockey all season long. This is kind of the only thing going on. I know in the summertime they got a baseball team, but yeah, I mean they kind of Bronco hockey is it. So they're right behind us the whole season, and to win, it feels like they won. So definitely a citywide celebration.
I respect and understand you still have hockey to play in the Memorial Cup, but you know, to this point, where do you look back as the leader of this team that whatever clicked, when did it become real for you that this team had the ability to go a long way?
I think we started the season off real well. We won our first 9 games, and kind of right there, we kind of figured that, okay, maybe we got a shot. So just talking with the coaches and whatnot, obviously we made moves, but they said they were going to make our team better and so that we can be playing in May, and here we are. And they did that. We made huge kind of blockbuster trades, and I think they paid off. Everyone in that trade kind of lived up to their potential, and I mean, here we are going into Memorial Cup.
And this last series against Everett, I mean, weird travel, not exactly next door neighbors, but as that series played itself out, was there a time, a turning point for you that made a difference that allowed you guys to finish this off in 6?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, winning 2 out of 3 and then their building was huge for us going into that trip. I mean, we lost the first game at home, so we knew we were going to steal one from them there, obviously, because it was a 2-3-2 format. So when we won those games 3 and 4, I think we kind of had that confidence that, okay, we got to finish this thing, and kind of let it slip in game 5. But we knew coming home with our fans, we knew they were going to be behind us and give us that kind of extra energy that it is in our rink. It's pretty loud in there, and kind of it's weird how things worked out. I think it was the same day that they won the Memorial Cup that we won game 6. So going into that game, we knew that some stuff was on the line there, but our team was confident and focused, and we won that game.
Glenn Godden of the Swift Current Broncos, our guest on the South Street Burger Guest Hotline here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Pat?
Glenn, have you recovered from the after party on Sunday night?
Yeah. I mean, it was back to work today. A good practice with everybody, and then we got one more tomorrow before we head to Regina.
I asked that kind of tongue-in-cheek, but how, knowing the history of that team in that town and getting an opportunity to win a Western League championship on home ice in front of your fans and be a part of that, just, I know it probably is still yet to sink in, but describe the feeling and being a part of that.
Honestly, it's tough to put into words. I've been asked that question, and it feels awesome. It feels amazing. That's kind of the first things that come to mind. But yeah, I mean, the excitement and the emotions that I had after the game were some emotions I've never even felt before. I mean, just pure excitement and joy, and being able to celebrate it with such a good group of guys that we got on our team, it made it that much sweeter.
We were just talking about this before you called in. You go to the Memorial Cup now just down the road in Regina, and so many people have talked about the home ice advantage that you enjoyed in Swift with how loud that building was, how on top the fans are. Now that you get to play in the Memorial Cup close to home, is that a good thing? Does that serve as an advantage knowing that you're going to have a lot of traveling fans?
Yeah, I think so. Like you said, it's just down the road. And even with our series against Regina, we had quite a lot of fans come down. And it was pretty loud in there when we scored, not going to lie. So I think it's going to be the same atmosphere for Memorial Cup. But even with our fans, I don't think it mattered if it was in Regina or, I mean, in the Ontario League or somewhere in the Quebec League. I think we still would have had fans come down, and then they would be pretty loud.
Your season is a pretty incredible one. You obviously led the team scoring during the regular season, your name playoff MVP in the Western League. I know you still have work to do, and I know that individual accolades are tough to talk about sometimes, but how do you put into words the dream 20-year-old season you just have accomplished in the Western Hockey League?
Well, first off, I'm very grateful for things that or how everything played out, but wouldn't have done it alone. I mean, I had great teammates, great line mates that, I mean, they had tremendous seasons as well. And if they didn't go to World Juniors, I think they would have been past me in points for sure. So the way things played out, I think for my last year, it couldn't have played out any better. And I think there's just one more thing to do, and then that's the Memorial Cup we're going into this week.
Alexei Hapaniemi, Tyler Steenberg, and your two line mates, they have also had incredible seasons. What about the three of you clicked? How come you were able to form one of the best lines in junior hockey?
Well, we played together for the most part last season. After the trade deadline, things kind of got switched around. So coming into this year, we were familiar with each other. And I mean, with Heppo, I mean, what do you have, 90 assists or something? Obviously, he's a tremendous passer, and Tyler's probably one of the deadliest scorers in the league. So for me, it was just kind of trying to balance the both of them and help them both out. But we just kind of clicked right from the start of the season, and the confidence was high, and we just kept thriving off of it, coming into games each night.
Your big jump, you go from 59 points to 125, 26 goals to 56 goals. How do you explain a jump quite that large going from 19 to 20?
I'm not too sure. I mean, last year I felt kind of when I was getting, I don't know if I would say hotter or just kind of was feeling it more. I had a little injury trouble too last year. So I felt I could never really kind of get to my peak in the season. And this year I felt that since I was healthy, I could kind of continue those hot streaks or kind of get in the puck when if you're just feeling it and stuff's going in that lasts longer. But I mean, like I said earlier, it's, without those two guys that I was playing with, don't think I'd have anywhere close to those numbers. So I give a lot of credit to them.
What about the opportunity of getting to go to an NHL development camp in the summertime, then getting to go to Penticton with the Flames, and then early on in the season signing your contract? Like, how much does that help you, whether it be on the ice or mentally? Did that give you a boost at all?
Yeah, I think so. Probably the most was getting sent back this year after Calgary. I obviously didn't know what was going to happen. I was a free agent going into camp, and it being my last year, I was just coming back trying to make the most of it, and had a little bit of a chip on my shoulder after not being signed by St. Louis. So definitely wanted to make the most of this year and kind of prove them wrong and have a good year. I felt that I can contribute offensively and just kind of wanted to make the most of it, and I think it turned out all right.
When did you kind of catch on that? Obviously, they invited you to development camp, so they had some interest in you, but when did you kind of catch on that the Flames were very much interested in your services and this might turn into an NHL organizational home for you?
Well, I had a good relationship with a few of the guys at main camp, and even in my exit meeting, they thought that I played well, and they told me that they were going to be watching me at the start of the season and throughout the season, and they did that. And with the success our team was having and I was having, they ultimately assigned me, and I think they were at probably 80% of the first few games of the season.
Glenn Godden of the Swift Current Broncos getting set to travel to Regina for the Memorial Cup, our guest down the South Street Burger Guest Hotline. What does it mean to play in this tournament? What does it mean to play in such a monumental, 100th Memorial Cup?
Yeah, it's awesome. It's a huge honor. Obviously, it's my last year too, so it makes it that much sweeter. But without my 5 years, I've always at this time been watching it. So to be able to play in it this year is a pretty cool feeling, and just trying to make the most of it and kind of, like I said, enjoy every day. But being a final year, playing the Memorial Cup, playing in May, it's pretty sweet.
What do you know? I mean, you know the one team, obviously. What do you know about the other two teams you're going to face in terms of Hamilton and Agadia Bathurst, or will you start to find out about those teams here in the next couple of days?
Yeah, we're going to look more into detail about those teams coming up here, but obviously they're good teams. They're in the tournament for a reason, and we can't take any team lightly. So kind of going forward now, we're going to be breaking down their teams, but like I say, just can't take any team lightly.
Last one for you, and indulge us on this one, because we are the home of the Hitmen, but just the impact that Andrew Fighton and Beck Malenstein, Matteo Gennaro brought to your club.
They're huge. Three big deals and three key guys on our team, obviously, with Gennaro as another 20-year-old. He was trying to make the most of his last season, and just a pure goal scorer. I mean, he can definitely put the puck in the net, and I mean, just his, I think his work ethic that he brought over, I think it helped our team a lot, and he's a leader. I mean, what he does, guys follow, and same thing for Beck. I mean, they just work so hard, and penalty kill, power play, all those guys can do that, and the same thing with Fights. Just a good character guy that comes to work every day.
Glenn, congratulations on the success so far. There's still work to be done, so best of luck coming up here in Regina. I know we'll see you at Prospect Camp in the summer and again in the fall, but thank you for taking some time to talk to us today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.